This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 100 people were killed, 150 injured in a fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Civil defense officials searched the charred skeleton of a building for survivors into the early hours of Wednesday. The fire ripped through a large events hall in the northeastern region after fireworks were lit during the celebration, local civil defense said, according to state media, which added preliminary information indicated the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, contributing to its rapid collapse. Eyewitnesses at the site said the building outside of Mosul, Iraq, caught fire at around 10:45 p.m. local time, and hundreds of people were in attendance at the time of the incident. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is trying to appease members of his own caucus by asking U.S. President Joe Biden to make concessions on at least one measure that GOP hardliners say needs to change. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who is trying to hold off a rebellion by hardline members of his own caucus, called on President Joe Biden to agree to tighter border restrictions in order to prevent a shutdown, a proposal that was not likely to resolve the stalemate over government funding. Over in the Senate, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said a bipartisan group of senators were on the verge of unveiling a stopgap funding bill to avert a shutdown on October 1st, and he criticized McCarthy's plan to push ahead with four full-year spending bills that reflect conservative priorities and stand no chance of becoming law.
The Biden administration has suspended most non-humanitarian aid to Gabon after a military takeover in the country last month. That was at least the second this year in an African nation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement as a pause in certain foreign assistance programs to Gabon. This is VOA News. The United States government ramped up its diplomatic efforts and humanitarian assistance for thousands of ethnic Armenians fleeing the Nagorno-Karabakh region. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports on how the crisis is evolving after Azerbaijan regained control last week of the breakaway territory.
Diplomatic efforts are underway at the highest levels with the government of Azerbaijan to try to calm the situation, said U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
The secretary spoke again to President Aliyev today and underscored the urgency of no further hostilities, there be unconditional protections and freedom of movement for civilians, that there be unhindered humanitarian access to Nagorno-Karabakh.
In the meantime, the United Nations Refugee Agency said it will continue to provide support to the Armenian government, while at the same time calling for the protection of civilians in accordance with international humanitarian and refugee law. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday sanctions on Russia were not sufficient to halt its aggression and vowed new Ukrainian action against what he called the terrorist state. Speaking in his nightly video address, Zelensky said, "We clearly see which direction of pressure on Russia need to be strengthened in order to prevent terrorist capabilities from growing. Sanctions are not enough. There will be more. It would be also more our own Ukraine actions against the terrorist state. As long as Russia's aggression continues, Russia must feel losses." Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, lost his appeal on Tuesday against a new 19-year prison term that extends his total sentence to more than 30 years. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
A Moscow court judge handed down the verdict to Russia's most prominent opposition leader, who appeared by video link. Last month, Navalny was convicted on six charges related to extremist activity, allegations he denies. Navalny now faces transfer to what's known as a special regime prison colony, the harshest grade in Russia's penal system, as well as the prospect of staying there until he's in his mid-70s. Aside from the verdict, the proceedings had been closed to media.
Reuters' Angela Johnston. The strike by Hollywood screenwriters is over. Leaders of the Writers Union declared their nearly five-month-old strike over Tuesday after board members approved the contract agreement with studios. The governing boards of the Eastern and Western branches of the Writers Guild of America both voted to accept the deal and afterwards declared that the strike would be over and writers would be free to work starting Wednesday. I'm Tommy McNeil.